Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall. Having a great night tonight, I have to say. I'm enjoying all the calls from everybody. We had a great chat about the US elections, and then we talked about the FAI. And now we're moving on to our listener dilemmas. Always interesting, these ones, because we do get good advice, and we do really appreciate getting these letters in, you know, because, you know, we think we can help people with this. So I'm going to read this one to you and see what you think about it. Get in touch with the programme on 087-188-0008 and across social media as well. OK, so let's get to the letter. Hi Gary, can you ask your listeners for some advice? I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for a few years now, but lately I've been feeling conflicted about my sexuality. She works away a lot, which gives me time to explore different things, including watching videos online and going out to gay bars. I've kissed a couple of guys and enjoyed it, but I'm not sure if this is something I want to pursue further or if it's just some curiosity. I feel like I need to experiment more to figure out if this is something I truly want or if it's just a phase. How do I know if I don't try? My worry is that if I do go further, it might change things with my girlfriend, and I'm unsure about when or how to tell her and if I should at all. I'm just trying to figure out my feelings, but I don't want to hurt her or damage the trust we've built. What should I do? Thanks for your advice. Confused and curious. OK, so what do you think our listener should do? Do you think he should give it a go to see if it's what he wants, or should he tell his girlfriend how he's feeling before he goes any further? What do you make of this? Because, you know, it's more common than people think. Text or WhatsApp us and let us know what you think on 087-188-0008. Now, I've got Mickey on the line. And Mickey, you think that he needs to tell her?
No, 100%, Gary, yeah. If he's having them feelings, 100%, look. He obviously, nothing wrong with being gay or anything, but it's not fair in her. 100% not fair in her. He needs to come out. And look, he's already cheated on her.
Yeah.
In what you said, that he's kissed other men, and that's cheating.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, it's cheating.
Yeah, at its base level, you could say it is cheating, but I mean, he's clearly, you know, not sure if this is even like it's not like he ran off with another girl and, you know, it's full on everything. He's just very sort of mixed up, I would say, and he's not that sure. So it's a hard one to square, isn't it?
Well, he's obviously went out and he's kissed someone.
Mm.
So he's kissing her a man. So, like, there's obviously something there. 100%. He needs to turn around. 100%. Did he mention? Did they have kids together or anything?
No, there's no mention of children here. It's
no
him and his girlfriend.
Right, but even if that, it's 100%. He needs to man up and tell her straight, because he's after cheating on her, and you said that he's kissed a few men, so he's cheated on a few times. Kissing is still cheating. If
yeah.
you're in a long-term relationship, because, as you say, he's been involved with her a few years.
Yeah.
So that's 100% cheating. He's cheating on her.
He's worried. He says that he's worried that it's just a phase and it might blow over. And I think I get the impression that he doesn't want to throw away the entire relationship over something that's fleeting in his mind, that possibly fleeting in his mind.
But what's he going to do? Spend the next few years with a woman and all this hidden behind it, and then come out, what, another few years down the line and decide, oh, okay, yeah, I am gay.
Yeah.
And that poor girl then is left thinking, what the hell is going on here?
So your advice, Mickey, is to sit her down and just say, look, this is exactly what's been happening, and I want you to know, and just to be completely honest with her.
110%. He needs to just sit her down, because it's not even that, because what if, put it on the other side of things, if he turned around and kissed another woman a few times, it's cheating, no matter, because it's a man, just because he's curious or anything, but it's still cheating. He's been unfaithful to his partner, who he says he loves. He obviously doesn't love her that much if he's out gallivanting off in gay bars and looking for men to pick up. I've no sympathy for the man. He needs to man up and admit what he's done.
And she might find out anyway, because, I mean, you know, it's a small world, and somebody might, you know, bump into him or see him out and let him know, because he does say she works away an awful lot. So
yeah,
he could get caught. And
so he's getting time then. He's bored at home, obviously, and then he's going to experiment. It's funny enough because I was watching an episode of The Sopranos tonight, and it was involved a character in it who came out was gay, and he was spotted in a gay bar with leather chaps on and everything, and Tony Soprano and the rest of them found out, and he ended up having to run away and hide and everything, you know. It's, like, as you said, it's going to be found out eventually, but if he loves her that much, he needs to step up and actually tell her.
Right.
You know, it's not fair in her, because how much has she invested in this relationship? Thinking that she's been a loving man that cares about her, not knees off thinking about other men.
Yeah. Yeah, stay with me, Mickey. I want to say, I've got Julie on the line. Julie, what do you make of the letter, and do you have any advice for the gentleman?
A gentleman? Like, when you say advice, like, what kind of advice? Like, do you know what I mean? He shouldn't actually brand himself in a relationship if he has that in his head, to be fair. But look, we all get a little bit upsy-dupsy, so if I was him, I'd probably leave the girl alone if he has that kind of a thing going on with himself.
Yeah, like I was saying,
you know, because like that previous caller said, she could have like a plan of her own, like to be like in a stable relationship, like, and she's just kind of hanging on to something that mightn't even be there.
Yeah, he's, as he says, confused and curious, and it's, and as the point.
Yeah, but that's not her problem. So why are they branded in a relationship together?
Yeah, no, fair enough. I'm just saying, I'm devil's advocate here. I'm just saying, it's not like he's, you know, it's not like he's falling for somebody in work and he's having an affair or anything. He's got a lot more going on because he's not even sure if he's straight or gay. So it is a very complex issue.
But he's still cheating.
Issue.
He's out kissing.
But he's not really cheating. He's not really cheating. He's just thinking about it. He hasn't actually cheated yet. Let's stop on someone to cheat now when they haven't cheated.
No, hold
on, sending
Julie.
An email or he's trying to get contact.
He said he kissed other men. He said he kissed other men.
Julie. Oh, I didn't hear that part.
He says he's kissed a couple of
guys. Oh, well, if he kissed other men, then he can kiss himself.
So
like, I'd kiss him goodbye. Yeah, goodbye.
Exactly.
Good luck to him, I'd say.
He's cheating.
Goodbye. Good luck.
So is kissing cheating?
It is if you're in a relationship.
Kissing is cheating. Yeah, if you're in a long-term relationship, kissing is cheating.
Depending on the relationship
yourself,
as well,
yourself,
because
Gary,
a kiss is not really the same as jumping into bed with the person, so depends.
Yeah, he's saying that he hasn't gone any further, and because he's not even sure if it's just that he's curious or if it's something that he actually wants. So
but they say curiosity kills the cat, so
he's kissed a few different men.
Please be careful.
He's kissed a few different men.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's obviously not confused anymore and he knows what he wants. Leave the girl alone and let her get on with her own little life.
So you think he needs to sit her down, Julie, and tell her everything?
I think he doesn't have a choice, like, after hearing this conversation even further. Good luck. Leave her alone. Let her get on with her life and you go pick and choose between a boy and a girl or whatever world you want to live in. Because that's not fair to brand someone in a relationship like that.
And what do you think your reaction... What would your reaction be if you were in a relationship with a guy and he came and he said to you, look... He said, I've kissed a couple of guys, but it's not gone any further and I think I might be gay, but I don't know what to do. What would you say to him?
I'd say, right, well, if you kissed a few, then it's more than a tall, isn't it? So get out.
That's it.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, simple as, if you kiss more than one and you kiss more than two, good luck. Good luck. Your curiosity is nearly healed now. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, but it's hard. It's like I keep saying,
it's not hard. It's hard if you're sitting there and you're having this in your head, and like I didn't realise there before I heard the rest of the conversation that he'd gone 1, 2, 3, and then went, oh, what will I do next? You'll walk out the door and leave the girl alone.
Yeah.
Simple as, you walked out the door the first time to think twice. So why should someone have to sit there and wait for him to come back and go, oh, I've made up my mind now. You can fuck off. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Like,
do you think she might know?
Well, when you're in a relationship, you kind of do, don't you? Depends. She might be like one of these like vulnerable people. Well, clearly, if he's done it 1, 2, 3 times, then she's vulnerable.
Yeah, and she might even know.
You know,
like,
more than once makes her vulnerable.
Do you think she?
Maybe she's hanging on to him because she's vulnerable.
Women's intuition is nothing to be messed with. I'll tell you that. That's one thing I've learned in my 44 years on earth. And
well, you can mess with us, but like we won't take it lighthearted.
Yeah, exactly. But I would personally say that she's got an intuition. She's got a feeling that he's conflicted about his sexuality, and she's got her suspicions.
Well, suspicions, like if he came in, like he didn't admit this to her, did he?
No, he hasn't told her yet.
He's looking for more. He's looking for more advice.
Yeah.
Well, his advice is kiss number four out the door.
Kiss number four out the door. I've never heard that one before. I don't think I'd get
well,
past
there you
kiss
go.
I wouldn't get past kiss number one, so it's
well, he's done kiss number one, two, three, so he can kiss number four and go out that door.
Kiss number four, go out that door. But look, it's definitely a different one, though, isn't it? I mean, he's very
well, it'll be happy Christmas to him because he won't have a girlfriend anymore. That'll be the end of that relationship. I can tell you that just for the sake of my opinion.
I think that's kind of what his problem is that he doesn't want to.
Can you imagine being in a relationship and someone walking in the door going, "And by the way, I was in the pub last night and I know I'm in a relationship with you, but there was three blokes there and I decided to give them all a kiss. Go. Get out. Go and give them all a kiss all day long."
Yeah. Well, they look. Yeah,
and then that cure your curiosity. Simple as.
I don't think many guys would get very far with that conversation with their girlfriends or wives. But I just get.
Yeah, they wouldn't have it. What I don't get is why you're seeking more advice about this. Like common sense will tell you. If you do it once, it's grand. Do it twice, not really a mistake, then is it? Then you go and do it three times, and then you think about number four. Would you cop on?
Well, I'll tell you, Julie, I'm no psychologist, but the impression I get is that he's not sure if he's gay, and just in case he doesn't want
why
to. Why
don't you just bring him home and then they all have a big threesome or something to get over it? Like it's just it sounds so childish.
Well, there's advice from Julie, but let me finish my point. I was just saying that he doesn't want to throw away everything for just to.
Well, then
after
this, want to have a threesome, and I bet your mind will be made up then quick enough for him to decide what he's going to do.
That's okay. Well, yeah, I hope he's listening tonight because then.
Just saying, I'm not very relationship like. I've different opinions because I'm older. I wouldn't say I'm wiser, but I've experienced. So I'm going to leave there because I have like loads to do this evening. But nice talking to you.
Tell
Niall to come back from America pretty soon, will you?
What?
I assume Niall's over in America, so will you tell him to come home soon because we miss him?
All right, okay. I won't take that personally either.
The European Union, like he was voted in. I sent him over there.
All right, okay.
Bye-bye.
I won't take that personally, Julie. Thanks for calling in. Pass it on to
Go on, Julie.
Go on, Julie. Mickey, so what do you think of Julie's advice there? Get a threesome going.
He's 100%, but the one thing I didn't agree with was like, kiss him once, it's grand. One kiss to me is cheating, you know?
Yeah.
If you're in a proper, stable relationship and you go out, it doesn't matter what the setting, and you would, whether it be a man, a girl, or them days, or thems, whatever they call themselves these days, and you kiss something, you're cheating.
Right.
End of story.
And do you think Julie's advice of just saying, right, have a threesome and see what happens, see what the answer, do you think that's a good, that's a good advice?
Look, it says he got enough three for a one, or he wouldn't be long jumping in for a threesome by the sounds of it, you know. Hopefully he is listening, because look, if he's kissed a man 1, 2, 3, 4, as Julie says, 40, you know, but he's not curious anymore. He must have enjoyed it the first time and he tried it again.
So you think because he kissed a couple of guys, he didn't stop after one? That tells him everything he needs to know.
I think so. Maybe he's bisexual and he enjoys women and men, maybe that. But I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for his partner that obviously you said she's walking away. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah. And I think
he's sneaking around. Look, how would you feel, Gary? If you were walking away and your missus I don't know what your orientation is and she was off and came back and says, "Oh, well, I kissed four women."
Oh no, there's a zero tolerance policy in my
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
For both of us, her and me. Zero tolerance. At least I think.
But it goes without.
I hope
that
so,
goes
Mickey.
Without saying. It goes without saying, you know.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. And I read something online the other day. It was about, like, we're talking about back in the 90s and how much of a different relationship was when there was no internet. And now that there's internet, everyone's looking for that better, or I can get something different, and they're watching people on Facebook or whatever platform they're watching them on, and they're thinking, oh yeah, he looks deadly, yeah, we get involved with him, and you know what I mean, because they're thinking that they're going to get something better. But back in the 90s, it was like you enjoyed what you had. because it was there.
There's too much choice, you think, Mickey?
100%. And sure, the whole... Look, me and Niall have been on the line for years and years and years, and that's what I said to the caller to call me. Is Gary going to sing Hey Mickey, You're So Fine as Niall always when he rings me? that's my intro. He always sings the song to me. What? Well, I always says to him, I said, look, so
hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
That was ruinous.
Well, if Judy, if Judy gets her way, Niall will be coming in here in about 10 minutes to take over the show because she wants him back as quickly as possible to hear him singing to you. Stay with me, Mickey, because you're just so fine. And I'm going to go to Sarah. Sarah, you've got a bit of advice for this guy. And you've got a statement because you
will. Hell yeah, Gary, I love you doing the show, you know that?
Thank you, Sarah.
Don't mind, Niall.
I knew I had a fan.
No problem. And to Mickey, right? This one is for Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so pretty, you don't understand. Guys like you, Mickey. I'm Mickey too, Mickey. Anyway, we won't go down that far, right? Anyway.
Everyone's happy. I love it. Except for...
Yeah. We're all happy now, yeah?
Yeah, we're all happy.
Barry, Amanda texted.
All right, Sarah.
I don't mind the poor emailer. But anyway, right? The way I look at it is, right? If you kiss the man once...
Yeah.
His bags to be packed, out the door, good luck to you, and bye-bye.
One and
that's
done.
That's it.
One and done, out you go.
I wouldn't even give it a second thought, a second glance. And I'd say, if you want to know the type, go the full way. There you go. The world is your oyster.
And
there you go. You have it all there.
And Sarah, would it be different for you if he said, I kissed a couple of girls or I kissed a couple of guys? Are they different or are they just the same thing? Cheating's cheating. That's it.
Cheating is cheating, you know, whether it's a man or woman. I'm not going to say a cat or a dog, because that's sickening. But, like, each to their own.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gary, like, there is relationships out there and happily married couples that, like, you would get the husband's dressing up in women's underwear, you know, in the bedroom, and then you'd have women doing other certain things. You know, so, like... I think there's a big difference there than going out and actually sort of doing business with somebody. Like, kissing somebody, I don't care how drunk you are or under the influence of any amount of drugs or whatever the case may be. There's no excuse for the person. Like, you know, if you love somebody, you don't, you know, as you say, zero tolerance, it's not acceptable. You know, and you're talking about, like, I'm not a qualified psychiatrist or anything, but, like... If the guy has psychological issues there, right? You know, he needs help. He needs to go and get help for it. Not bring it into his marriage like thunder and wreck his marriage, you know?
Yeah, I noted a line.
And I don't think...
I noted a line in the letter where he said, I'm just trying to figure out my feelings, but I don't want to hurt her or damage the trust we've built. What should I do? And I got a bit of that. I got from that a little bit of a, I want my cake and I want to eat it as well, right?
Yeah, but there's plenty of women out there like that, and there's plenty of men out like that, and that's okay because some people have relationships like that, right? But what I'm getting from the talk and listening and the email is that, like, it's all his side, like, you know, he wants to go out and do what he wants to do and then maybe come back with a result, with a test to say, well, I like this and I like that and I don't like this and I don't like that. Now, you think years ago, that's what an awful lot of men done. They got married, they had three or four children. 20, 30 years down the line, the wife discovers that they're gay, that they've been in a relationship with another man for probably 10, 15 years. You know, and that has happened. Like, that has been happening.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's still happening today, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel very sad for that because, like, I feel that for a man that is gay, like, I feel very sad for him to be trapped in his own body and mind and not having the support that he can come out and talk freely about it. I think that he's very stupid to get married. You know, I don't know about having children because, hey, a man, he could easily sleep with someone and get someone pregnant, but be in love with a gay man. But then later on in years to come, I walk in a psychiatric ward, like, you'd see so many people that are, you know, mentally disturbed through over the years of keeping a secret. And it's not a pretty outcome for these people. You know, so it is dangerous.
The truth, so like, the truth shall set you free, as they say. So you think he should tell her, or should he just finish it with her and move on?
Well, I reckon, I don't know, in the bedroom she might have, I don't know. I'd say she probably already knows there's something going on there. Like, women are not stupid. Yeah. Gary, you know that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I said,
you know, we may look blonde, we may look stupid, but we're really not. And men is the same as male. You know what I mean? You can smell it off them. Like, men and women. You can smell it when they're cheating. You know?
Yeah, that's true, for sure. But as I said earlier, women's intuition, you usually find in cases like this, she surely has a feeling somewhere. She's thinking there's something not right here. And it seems like there's an awful lot going on in the relationship with her working away an awful lot and him having almost a double life.
And how old is the couple like?
I get the impression they're quite young, Sarah. I get that impression. I didn't get any ages, but I get that impression.
Well, maybe he's too much free time and he's looking at X, Y, and Z, and he probably thinks it's greener on the other side. Oh, sure, come here and I tell you, right? I'm just coming out scary there now, but like, I was just speaking there to my dad, right? And then we were talking actually about Trump. And then.
Who isn't?
He actually told me that his wife, right, had to sign a contract to stay married to him. Is that true?
Who?
So he could be president. Trump.
Well, I don't. That sounds to me like a bit of an online fib or rumour or something. I don't think there's any contract. I don't know.
My father is very educated. No, I'm just saying, my father is very educated.
Well, isn't every marriage a contract?
Well, we can call it. Well, it's only a contract when it comes down to money and a house.
There you go.
That's it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know what I mean? If you're any sort of a man and if you're any sort of a woman, you're not going to... I do hate it. And I'm going to come out and say this right now. I hate women out there that milk the men.
Right.
I'm not, like, anti-woman, but I just hate to see a man being screwed over so many times. And I have a lot of empathy in that area when it comes to men's rights in their country. You don't have a leg to stand on. And I think you should do a topic on that.
Well, that's one for the bank. We'll keep that in the back pocket for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm just planting the seed there with you, Gary. We have to start advocating for our fellow male.
And I'll tell you another thing. I'll have to call Donald Trump again. He lets it ring out all the time. He never answers, but I'll ask him about him and Melania and their contract.
But seriously, my dad said that she had to sign another contract for him to go for presidency again. It was because, like, of the thing of not being married. And, like, she obviously she doesn't want nothing to do with him, but yeah, she had to have a contract signed up and agreed the marriage and blah, 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 blah. But that's politics. I'm not good at that.
There you go.
On
that bombshell, thanks, Sarah, for calling in and helping us out with that listener.
And you keep up the great work. I enjoy listening to you. You're very good.
Thank you very much. I enjoy
talking. No problem. Bye bye.
Good night to you.
Thanks a million. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. And thanks to Mickey as well. But there you go. The consensus seems to be that stop cheating and tell her. That's probably your best option going forward. So I hope we helped a little bit in that one. And if you've got other listener dilemmas, do get them into us here at Ireland's Classic Hits.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.